Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. More on the drone program. Yes, it continues right here on Nevada Newsmakers. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
I think he's a little drone obsessive. We'll be talking to Marilee Mora, who's the CEO of the Reno Tahoe International Airport.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Rue Goodnow, Orrin Johnson, and Dick Gamak. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Marilee Mora. She is the president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Okay, so the first thing, we got a little breaking news here, which is pre-check, which everybody's been talking about, gets you through the TSA much faster, is coming to the Reno Airport.
Well, pre-check has been at the airport since November, but the great news this week is that there's actually going to be an enrollment center opening here in Reno on the 29th of January. It's Fingerprint Express, which is right near a Costco location near the airport. And if you're a member of one of the frequent flyer programs, you might have gotten included in pre-check. But if you want to go on the TSA website and pay your $85 for 5 years, you now can go locally and have that in-person interview so that you can always have pre-check when you travel.
Okay, and the interview is at that Fingerprint location?
It certainly is.
And what does this get you at the airport for those that may not
be aware? This gets you, pre-check is where you don't have to take off your outer coat, you don't have to take off your shoes, you don't have to take your toiletry bag out of your carry-on bag or out of your purse. So it makes it really easy to go through the checkpoint. Faster, just easier to kind of get through quicker.
Is it a separate line or is it still the same line?
It's a separate line.
Okay.
And, you know, right now you probably will most frequently find pre-check in the early morning hours and then during some hours during the day as well.
Okay, so it's not the whole time that the airport is open?
Well, I think we're going to grow to that, but right now, you know, it's primarily in the morning hours. But the TSA, as more people get enrolled in the program, they will be expanding the pre-check at the airport, the times during the day.
And for our viewers in Southern Nevada, this already is occurring, and you can sign up in Las Vegas.
Pre-check, and there's locations in Las Vegas as well.
Okay, so my topic of the month has become the drone situation here in Nevada and us being selected by the FAA. This has huge economic ramifications for Northern Nevada and particularly the Reno Stead Airport, which folks in Southern Nevada may not know is another airfield we have. The Reno Air Races fly out of there, but it's also fixed-based operators. Tell me what the economic impact is going to be. Has been so far, and what do you think is going to be?
Absolutely fantastic news about a month ago. And, you know, literally after the Federal Aviation Administration announced that the state of Nevada's application was approved to be one of the six test sites, our phone started ringing the next morning. So a lot of companies that are interested in testing and really bringing their business development to Nevada and to Northern Nevada or Southern Nevada have been calling. So, you know, great opportunity. We call Reno Stead Airport our gem because there's 5,000 acres there to be developed.
5,000 acres.
5,000 acres. Compare that to Reno Tahoe International that only has 1,500.
And to put it in perspective, that's 10 times the size of City Center in Las Vegas.
Good perspective. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're really delighted, I think, you know, to have this opportunity for the state of Nevada and particularly for Reno Stead Airport. But there are four testing sites, what they call range sites in Nevada. And I think what it is, it's a whole new industry that will be coming to our state because it's not only, you know, the unmanned aircraft, but it's all of the technology within that aircraft, those unmanned aircraft, that all the manufacturing capability that could potentially come to the state, create new jobs.
Are you looking at manufacturing out at the Reno Stead Airport?
You know, we're leaving the door open to, you know, what I think this is all a new business for all of us here in the state. So we're leaving that door open. I mean, we certainly have space for potential manufacturing in, you know, parts of the Reno Stead Airport, but we're just looking at what are the opportunities, what are the companies that maybe want to come relocate here? And we're hoping that there are some big opportunities because I think all of us really want to drive the economic development for Nevada. And so anything that brings jobs, obviously, we're very interested in.
So part of the benefit of Stead is it's open. You've got a lot of BLM land that actually backs up to the 5,000 acres, and it's not really too inhabited out there. There's definitely some homes out there. But so you're looking at actually being able to do some test flying in a fairly unrestricted airspace, and yet you've also got the manufacturing capabilities of the building and even some rail aspects back there. So there really is a multiple applications for what Stead could be used. What are some of the concerns you're hearing, though, about from the residents? Are there issues of safety concerns or invasive concerns?
You know, I think this is really early. I mean, all of those things that you just talked about, those are all things that will be studied. That's why the Federal Aviation Administration has these test sites to really dig deeper and come up with protocols to integrate the unmanned aircraft systems into the national airspace. So all of those things will really be evaluated in the test process, and we'll be at the forefront of being able to do that at four locations in the state of Nevada.
Are you getting big name companies talking to you at this point? The McDonnell Douglases, those kind of companies?
Some. We can't divulge who any of the people that are talking to us, but I think.
But of that caliber?
Yes. Yes, definitely. I think those are, you know, we're really looking at, you know, this is great potential for the state of Nevada to bring some new industry. And I think, you know, we really want to drive the economic development portion of this new industry coming to Nevada and again creating economic opportunity for our region.
All right, let's take a break. More with Marilee Moore when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Health insurance options for your employees and a tax credit for you. Now that's good for business. The Small Business Health Options Program, the SHOP from Nevada Health Link, gives small businesses access to a variety of quality health plans for employees to choose from. All created to help fit a business owner's budget and to help attract the best employees. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com or talk to your insurance agent and explore your options through the SHOP.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Nevada is a lot like most places. There are never enough resources for education.
Everybody have a pencil?
Kids need books, paper, pens, and other supplies. But a lot of people just can't afford them. I try to help out as much as I can, but it adds up. That's why when a company like Barrett Gold donates more than $1 million to Nevada schools, it really helps.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marilee Mora. She is the president and CEO for the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority.
So I probably should disclose that I'm a former trustee of the airport. I actually was on the selection committee that selected Marilee.
Thank
as
you
our
very
CEO.
Much.
You're very welcome. It was a pretty easy choice. We had four outstanding candidates from around the country, and Marilee just blew us all away. I think, no doubt, having the experience here of working 12 years under Chris Bart, you knew the area, you knew the politics, which we always say there's a lot of politics in this state. And it was a clear choice to bring you in, and I'm thrilled. And you came in towards the end of our strategic planning. I actually left the board just last year, and we were completing a strategic plan for the airport. And a lot of the emphasis that we had in that strategic plan was on air service development, and that's really been a focal point for you. How is that going in bringing in new flights and really maintaining flights? Because there's a lot of competition out there right now for planes, isn't there?
There definitely is. And again, you know, the airport board last June did, develop this strategic plan and approve a strategic plan. And while there are five strategic priorities, they didn't say air service was the most important one. Physically, they put it on the list as the first. So, you know, we want to maintain the air service that we have and grow the air service at the airport. You know, when we compare ourselves back to 2005, which has kind of been a common comparison, we've probably lost about 30% of our passengers, 30% of our daily seats, 30% of our departures. So, and again, that went at the same time that other airports of our size across the country were facing the very same problem. So this isn't unique to Reno or Reno Tahoe International Airport. And certainly our local economy, you know, had impact on some of those loss of service. So we really have a focus on growing the air service, maintaining what we have and growing it. And the same thing is holding true of cargo. The good news on cargo is that we're up 5% on the cargo side because of, you know, all of the distribution and warehousing growth in our community is really reflecting in that cargo growth at the airport. But as you say, it is a very competitive trying to bring airline service here. And where it used to be that we could waive landing fees and rental rates to kind of entice airlines to come and give them a little break when they're starting out, now we have to put something else on the table as a shared risk mitigation program. I mean, number one, when we're looking at air service, the numbers, we have to prove to an airline that we can support like a daily flight, that there's enough people flying to that location on a daily basis to support a flight. But they want to share that risk. So we're doing a lot of talking out in the community. We've had the tourism community really help us market new destinations probably over the last decade through a regional marketing committee. Now we're talking engaging with the business community. We need your help because in order to bring air service in the future, we really have to kind of have some support from all of the community, not just the tourism side. It has to be both the business and the tourism.
Well, I'll tell you, I heard more complaints about losing that Oakland flight. You would think we're only 3 hours or 4 hours from Oakland, but there are so many business commuters that go to the Oakland Bay Area, and losing that flight, I'm like, well, where were you people when we were talking about losing it? But I know, so are you getting some response from the EDONs and the RSCBA folks and people that are trying to build up the business sector of travel?
We are, and we're just trying to come up with a model. How can we work going forward with the business community? But just using Oakland as an example, and you know, most recently in 2012, our numbers, we were only filling like 55 to 60% of the plane compared to 2008. So, you know, we really have to find an airline that's going to put a smaller aircraft into that market. Southwest, there's not enough for 144 people a day, so it's a tough market. So what we're seeing, I think there's a changing dynamic with Southwest Airlines, and it's very difficult for this community because, you know, over 50% of our passengers and our services come from Southwest. They're not serving those short-haul markets like Oakland and the San Jose or Portland and Seattle or Boise or Salt Lake City. So we have to find an airline like Alaska Airlines now has service to San Jose with a smaller aircraft. So it's a different changing dynamic. Southwest Airlines this year is not adding new aircraft, but they're like many of the other airlines that these slots at LaGuardia and also at Washington Reagan that became available because of the American-U.S. Airways merger, they've all jumped on that feeding frenzy to get those slots. And so they need aircraft to pick up those markets. And they're taking them, while they made money in Reno, they can take that aircraft somewhere else and maybe make more money. So it's really a difficult change, I think, for our community and certainly for the airport. But that means that we have to be more aggressive bringing in, you know, other airlines or encouraging airlines that serve the market to backfill some of those markets that Southwest has left.
Okay, we'd like to hold you over for another program if that's possible, because I think there's a lot more to talk about in this area. So stick around and we'll continue this on the next broadcast. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation. You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Right now, get hardwood at True Wholesale Pricing and National Wholesale Flooring. Hand-scraped, stranded bamboo, hickory, birch, maple, oak, and more are all available at or below wholesale prices. Come in now to National Wholesale Flooring, still on the corner of Rock and Greg.
Finding our purpose and our worth is a lifelong pursuit. And for many of us, our profession is part of who we are, where we're going, or who we become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like electronics. Contact CCNN today at 888-350-0325 or visit learnccnn.com.
We want it for you.
With carpet, area rugs, laminate, wood, bamboo, and cork.
We're Functional Designs. We floored more customers than any other store in Northern Nevada.
Sorry, big boys, and we've done it for less.
Our low overhead gives us the price advantage that we pass on to you. Check us out today. We're Functional Designs.
Ready to floor you with furniture, too. Amazing selections. We are Functional Designs. Small enough to serve you, big enough to please you. On Glendale, next to the river and GSR.
Right now, get hardwood at True Wholesale Pricing and National Wholesale Flooring. Hand-scraped, stranded bamboo, hickory, birch, maple, oak, and more are all available at or below wholesale prices. Come in now to National Wholesale Flooring, still on the corner of Rock and Greg.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I got to hold these guys at bay here this morning. We have a great power pundit panel as always. Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Rue Goodnow, attorney with Parsons, Bell and Latimer, and Aaron Johnson, Republican activist and publisher of AaronJohnson.com.
And another attorney. We got nothing but attorneys here.
It's a lot of attorneys, and we're out of control. Las Vegas Sun, Cy Ryan, reporting that it's a rule change coming down from the feds to allow banks to do business with marijuana dispensaries. What does this say to you, Mr. Gamick?
Bah humbug. I'm still hung up. I'm sorry. I'm just still hung up with the fact the stuff's illegal.
Isn't this one more step that the federal government is taking towards making it legal?
Well, I think it's one more step toward the people who are greedy enough to do this in order to make more money. It's a Schedule I controlled substance. It's a dangerous drug. It's simple as that. We've talked about this time and time again.
But would you like?
And you and I don't agree.
Would you like the federal government to do what you would, you know, have talked about, which is to actually allow the testing of these substances to see if there's actually medicinal purposes?
We're not doing that, though, Sam.
No,
We're legalizing them first, then we find out what all the repercussions are and whether or not they have any.
But don't you think that's all along?
AMA and FDA come out and say this is a beneficial drug, then they handle it the way they handle every other drug.
Right, but it's going to happen on a state level now, initially, because the federal government has had this ridiculous war on drugs for all these years that's gotten us absolutely nowhere, and so now maybe the states can do something and...
Where are the states testing it? I missed it if they are. All they're doing is opening up the dispensaries and trying to make money off of it.
They're talking about doing that as we speak.
Actually, I'll
wait till the talk's done and see what happens.
Okay, hopefully in our lifetime.
It's still for a drug. It still needs to have AMA and FDA approval in order to go into the drug scheduling, in order to be dispensed like every other drug is, legal drugs.
Sam, the problem that I have with all of this is this. This administration has said publicly that it will not enforce a particular set of federal laws. That, to me, has implications.
In states that have passed their own laws.
Right. That seems to me to have implications for other types of legal regulation. And so I really question why an administration can justify doing
that. What happened to states' rights?
Well, it's not about that. It's about federal preemption and a lot of different things. And where federal law is supreme, then it's supreme. States' rights is a glib way of describing a process. It's a little more complicated than that.
I know you mean that as a compliment.
I'm kidding. But that phrase always grates on me whenever it's used by anybody, because it's almost always used incorrectly. And I don't even disagree necessarily that the state should have the right to legalize and market marijuana if, in fact, they choose to do it. We have 50 states with an experimentation. What I object, I think, along with you, is the lawlessness of a federal administration that just picks and chooses at random what they're going to enforce, what they're not going to enforce, why they're going to do it. When federal law is so schizophrenic and so incompetent, then we have no idea what's going on with anything, and the experimentation value of deciding what good public policy is going to be becomes void, and you set a precedent for total lawlessness on the part of government officials who are just governing by fiat, and that is more important to me than any single policy.
Let me just follow up on that. When the administration also publicly says in advance of tonight's speech that it's going to bypass Congress,
that is
very troubling when you combine those two concepts.
Well, wouldn't it be more helpful if the Congress could actually get something done?
But you don't do it by bullying. And we're a nation of laws. And if you have the laws and don't like them or they need to be changed, there's a procedure for doing that. It's not one man walking into the White House and start writing his own laws. And that's what's happening in this country today. And we're turning into a dictatorship and a socialist state. Yeah, if he had his way, he would stay right where he's at and just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Well, that has to change. And he's not the
if
first
Congress
president,
isn't functional, let's get it straightened out.
And he's not the first president to do this. And until you change...
Not to this extent.
Randy, I don't want to leave you out.
It's interesting. I mean, I actually lobbied on the medical marijuana bill, primarily for a client of mine who has developed a patch that delivers just cannabis, no THC. So I actually was active in this law. The challenge is you have our state constitution that is then in conflict with our national, with our federal laws, and how do you resolve that? But we had to, by our state constitution, implement a dispensary system to legally allow the sale of this product that the Nevadans wanted. But it goes against federal law, and there is the challenge.
Good question. How do we resolve this? We go back to the federal government, we get the law changed, and then we come down and do it in the states, the way it should be done.
And I totally agree with you.
But it's going to end up. This is turning into a civil war of laws. It's not, we're not shooting yet, but who knows?
But you know what's going to happen is that one by one, as the problems are resolved in the states that have legalized this, that one by one, other states will get in on the act, and finally, the federal government will be forced to respond. Mm-hmm. Senator Reid and the president have both said positive things about medical marijuana in the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, it is reaching the level of where you are going to see potential for changes.
Well, Sam, let me just...
For those on the radio, Rue held up his hand.
let me just kind of flip this around and argue the other side of it for a minute. This is the first time this has happened in this state's history, even. The banks used to not finance gaming.
And prostitution.
And that's all gone away now. So, you know.
And who did it then? It was the mafia.
Mm-hmm. At least this
was
trying to make it more
transparent. Was that positive for the state?
Well, no, but the point is that when the federal government tries to be involved in everything, which they kind of are, they're not really good at anything. And you talk about the paralysis in Congress, that's part of the problem, is that they're trying to do everything. That means they can't do anything competently, even the things that they need to do competently. Drug laws and drug enforcement, unless you're actively carrying drugs across state line, ought to be enforced by states, ought to be determined by states that it actually makes sense. No matter how you feel about a particular drug policy, the fact that it's not has led to these problems that we're having in the conflict of laws, which has precedential value far beyond the war on drugs and is very, very dangerous.
And the only way you're going to resolve the congressional situation is to change redistricting so it is not a political process but is done in a manner that allows for competitive districts to be held across this country, and then you will see change in the Congress, because until then, there's too many... I don't disagree, but I'm just saying, we're out of time. We'll be right back.
Why Marshall Realty?
Experience, results, and compassion is why we are number one. You get the most experienced team that is passionate about your results. Bottom line, we do truly care. Call me today and find out exactly why.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in our network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Why short sale now?
The Tax Forgiveness Act is the biggest benefit for homeowners ever. The Fresh Start program allows homeowners to buy a home after 1 year, and I will personally guarantee you full debt release or you never short sale, period.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And stay tuned for the next show, because we'll be continuing the conversation with Marilyn Moya from the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority.
See you on the next broadcast.